The lawsuits against American plane manufacturer Boeing continue to grow. You might remember two fatal crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia claimed the lives of 346 people in total and led to the 737 MAX planes being grounded worldwide. Families of the victims are already suing, and now shareholders have filed a class action case accusing Boeing of defrauding them by concealing safety deficiencies. A recent piece in the New York Times looks at these safety concerns. It makes for an interesting and deeply worrying read. One of the journalists behind the story is Jack Nickus, and he joins me now. Jack, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
The 737 MAX came on the market in 2017, but you write that many of its features are 52 years old. How is that?
Indeed. So the 737 MAX is just the latest iteration by Boeing of the 737. And the 737 is actually the most popular jet in the history of aviation. It has outsold every other jet, and it first was introduced, more than 50 years ago. And so what Boeing's business model has been basically to just redesign this jet over and over again, slap on some new engines, and make other tweaks, and basically keep selling it.
So can you take us through the main difference between the MAX and the Boeing's other planes?
Essentially, the main difference, each time has been new engines. The business model here, and particularly what airlines are asking for, is more fuel efficiency. So essentially, Boeing is keeping the fuselage the same, keeping many of the flight controls the same, but putting on new engines. And that, of course, makes the plane more fuel efficient. What, of course, happens when you add a new engine to an old jet is it changes the way the jet handles. And so Boeing has had to make different, essentially workarounds or makeshift solutions to make the jet handle like its ancestors. Now, the reason it does this is because airlines do not want to have to retrain their pilots, and regulators would require airlines to retrain those pilots if the plane handled much differently than past jets. So basically, they try to make the plane fly as much as possible like the previous generation 737. That brings us exactly to the problem in the recent 737 MAX. At the center of the crash investigations now is essentially a flight control system. It's a bit of software that essentially makes the plane fly a bit more like the previous generation 737. And in doing so, it may have created some problems for pilots.
How much input do the airlines have in the redesigning process?
They have a good deal. Just like any business, this is a situation where the customer is always right. So Boeing is designing the planes for the airlines. It's not just going to design what it think would be, a sleek new aircraft. Many of the engineers at Boeing would like to, start fresh and redesign a new aircraft. And it would be, far more interesting for them than iterating on a decades old design. But the airlines, they really want simplicity and speed and, cheap planes, essentially. The airlines are running a business too. A very influential airline with Boeing is Southwest Airlines, one of the biggest domestic carriers in the United States. Southwest Airlines flies exclusively 737s. So if Boeing came out with a new single aisle jet that was a different design, that would require Southwest potentially to have to retrain its pilots, retrain its mechanics. Much of its business model is based on the fact that it flies one single type of jet so it can have simplicity in its operations.
It sounds like it comes down to cost saving and efficiency, and look, a lot of businesses work like this, but these businesses, of course, have a pretty significant effect on people's lives. So how does this get approved by American aviation regulators?
That is certainly the question that many investigators are now scrutinizing. I think it should be said that the global aviation industry has been a real success story over the past decade. There has been tremendous success in keeping people safe and avoiding accidents. And much of that has been attributed to a strong regulatory system. But what has been happening lately, across the world, and particularly in the United States, I can speak to, is there has been more delegation to the aerospace companies like Boeing to do a bit more of their own oversight. And that may have been potentially an issue here. It seems that the system that is at the center of some of these crashes does have a crucial design flaw, and that is it relies on a single sensor. And that is unusual in aviation. Typically, there are redundancies built into each aircraft. So what potentially may have happened in these two crashes is a single sensor malfunctioned, and that led to the system erroneously triggering and potentially eventually the crash. So the question now is, how did that happen? Why was it designed that way? But also, why and how did regulators certify it?
The 737's long been a reliable plane. So how popular was the MAX until these crashes?
The MAX was the single best-selling jet model in the world. Boeing sold more than 5,000 of these planes prior to these crashes. The problem is Boeing really hasn't delivered many of these planes. So there really are less than 400 planes that have been delivered, but more than 5,000 have been ordered. So, many more MAXes are going to be made and delivered. Now, the idea from regulators and from Boeing is that the problem system that occurred in these two crashes will be fixed via a software update. And many of the airlines who already have MAXes and those airlines that will soon receive them will not have an issue with this same system.
The MAX has been grounded worldwide since the two crashes. How has this affected, air travel worldwide? Has it affected the number of people flying? Has it had a kind of consumer impact?
It certainly has created some disruption to schedules. I know American Airlines and Southwest Airlines in the U.S. both have canceled some flights through the month of May and into June because of these MAX groundings. But again, as I mentioned, less than 400 of these planes have been delivered. So it's quite a small fraction of the number of total passenger jets that are flying around the world. And airlines with notice that these planes are grounded, they're able to essentially, flex their schedules and move around jets to try to limit the amount of disruption and usually cancel those flights that maybe have fewer passengers booked. So actually the disruptions have been fairly limited.
Jack, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Jack Nickus is a technology reporter for the New York Times, and he joined me from San Francisco. A link to that story about the Boeing 737 MAX will be on our website shortly. This is RN Drive.